And this poem is called On Psyche, and Psyche is Dominique. Sitting in Psyche's parlor, I almost touched her. She stretched herself towards me, cat-like, closing ice blue eyes full of crocodile water, stomach bare, hair blue-striped. Like a sphinx, she reposed with a riddle of flesh to be solved in tongue-touching tenderness, despite Cupid shooting off on the phone. Like a moon, she arose, and her lips mine enmeshed. I clutched, clasped her in a teenage caress. Her mom didn't notice the moans. If youth were faithful, Eros be damned, cruel Cupid would never leave home. Back seats would stop rocking, beds be shammed, and Venus would go home alone. In parks and bars, the war went on, in which all is fair but fairness, all full of joy but the spurned. In darkened cars, on new-mown lawns, enraptured or raptly embarrassed, right full of the pleasures that burned. Years passed till I saw Psyche again, ripe for a time and then jaded. We kissed, talked, she bade me a friend, her beauty unworried, untainted. No elfin grot enclosed her, no cave. Manhattan she recklessly roamed, courted by rich men and thieves. Wild eyes pinwheeled on parties, raves, small morning hours her home, nothing and no one she grieves. I fell at her feet, she flung me away, her friend came some e-hits to buy. I tossed on a tape, she laughed as it played, Roxanne, came the heart-rending cry. She counted 500s, hid them away, pulled out her poems, asked me to read them, walking her friend to the door. I weighed all my options if I should stay, holding the poems, not wanting to read them, feeling absurd on her floor. She padded back softly, opened a window, stretched herself out on the sagging bed. I lay down beside her, close as a shadow, moved in to touch her with joy and dread. She stopped me at her silver belt, sensing why my words were soft, not about to blow her stolid cover. I couldn't make her armor melt, couldn't burn the surface off that wouldn't let me be her honest lover. Stoned in the gloaming, dead on my feet, the village meek as a lamb. Did she like me? Did my bluster defeat my manhood slipped out of her hands? To her body, taut with muscle, a goddess of bed, Cupid unseen to his lover, notes torn from shadows of sighs. My body, all I'd hustled, seemed irrelevant, dead, and like a crab with no cover, crawled into the D train and cried.